Hi, Marty Lure here on KMBR 680 Spring Training Baseball. Boy, there's nothing like it. What a life. Bob Mariano joins us. He's the manager of the Fresno Giants and a longtime Giant here. Nice to have you in spring training. This is a good time of year.
You know what? It doesn't get any better than this. Like you said, what a great time of year. And I mean, really, we're blessed to be doing what we're doing, right, Marty? I mean, this is great weather out here in Arizona and Phoenix and just, you know, baseball.
You know, you've had an important part of this organization. You've been on many levels. Take us through a little bit of your history. How did you even get to the Giants, and what have you done with the Giants?
Well, I guess, 35 years now in professional baseball. You know, signed in 1980 with the Yankees. You know, Bill Livesey signed me out of LSU. You know, I got fortunate to sign with them and played in minor leagues 3 years with the Yankees and then three with the Orioles. And I went overseas a couple years in Italy and in Anzio. I played for them the first year in 86, and then 87 I went back and was a player manager. So then I came back in the States, was looking for a job, and I sent out my resumes, and Stump Merrill gave me a break, and he took over the Double-A team in Albany, New York in 1988. So I was coaching third and helping him out. Darren Johnson was there and Tony Clolinger, and we ended up winning the Eastern League that year, but Bam Bam Mullins was on that club. Kevin and Jason Moss, you know, we had a bunch of guys, Bernie Williams, that eventually made Stankiewicz. So there was that's how I really got in with the Yankees. And got over here, I was with the Dodgers, the dreaded Dodgers, for 4 years. First year managing in 2001 in A-ball in Vero Beach was awesome, the Florida State League. And then I was a hitting coordinator there for 3 years. Wow. I had a lot of those young kids, Tony Abreu, Matt Kemp, Victorino was over there at the time, Willie Ibar, Franklin Gutierrez. So you know what? And then I came over here, and then I can't believe it's been 10 years now, and we've had a lot of success over here and two World Series championships, something that I've always, you know, everybody wants to, you know, get a World Series ring. So fortunate to get two rings and be part of this player development staff over here.
Boy, what a great story. This is what baseball's all about. Bob Mariano with us. You sit here, you say he's the manager of the Fresno Giants, but underneath that, there's the tip of the iceberg for a real baseball man. A couple of things you mentioned. Playing in Italy. My goodness, the food must have been good. What was that like playing in Italy?
Well, I'm telling you what, the food is just, it's really outstanding and awesome. But you know what? I had a friend of mine that I played at LSU with, Tony Lanero. He was from Pittsburgh, my area. So we were at LSU together, and he didn't get a chance to play pro ball. He's a catcher. So he signed with Nettuno. Okay. And Nettuno is a sister city of Anzio, 2 miles like east of Anzio. And he went over there, played a long time, married an Italian girl. He's living over there right now in Anzio. Anyway, he called me up in 86, and I was working in Pittsburgh, I think, with Federal Express. And it was January and February, and I'm scraping off the windows of my car to go to work. And, I mean, minus 10 below, and he gave me a call. He goes, hey, would you like to go to Italy and play? They need a player. And I said, hey, what do I got to do? I flew to Washington, D.C., got my passport. Next thing I knew, I was in Anzio playing shortstop for the team of Anzio, and my buddy Tony was catching. And it was a great experience. I mean, a lot of people that don't know about the history of Anzio is where the Americans had the beachhead there. They fought back the Germans. And that's where I lived, in that town of Anzio. And I really got to know a lot of people there. And obviously, with my last name, my grandfather grew up in Villa Santa Maria in Abruzzo. I got an opportunity to go back to that little town and trace my family roots back. I stayed there for a weekend. And a lot of them spoke English, and it was just a great experience.
Boy, what a great story. Now, did you participate in the WBC for Italy at all? Have you been asked to do that?
No, I didn't. I didn't participate. I mean, it would have been nice, but I didn't get asked. So.
All right. Well, we'll put the word out. All right. Bob Mariano with us. You mentioned names. It's great. Stump Merrill, Darren Johnson, Tony Cloninger. Stump Merrill is one of those names. Of course, baseball nicknames are great. Of course, Stump Merrill always makes you think of this little guy, the manager of the Yankees. But breaking in with the Yankee organization, Brian Sabian was part of that organization at that time. There was a Yankee way of doing things.
Well, there sure was. I mean, the Yankees, we had to have our pants bloused over there. We couldn't wear any jewelry, top button throughout our minor league system. But you know what? That was second nature to me because I grew up in Pittsburgh, and I played for this team called the Little Pirates, and the Pirates sponsored this team. We had uniforms just like the Pirates, and this gentleman by the name of George Schmidt was a manager. And anyway, he ran that club with the Pirates. This is back in the 70s, the same way. We had to blouse our pants. We had to run the first on a walk, run in and off the field. So when I got the Yankees, everybody was complaining. I was like, what's the big deal? I mean, I did this for 3 summers with the Little Pirates, and I played 80 to 90 game schedule for the Little Pirates when I was 16, 17, 18 years old in the summer. So it was just second nature to me when I saw him with the Yankees.
Wow. Now, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. Fresno Grizzlies, you've had a lot of success there. It's the PCL. Do you do any of these things with these guys in the PCL?
Well, you know what, I tell you what, with today's ball player, I think it's a different generation. And, you know, as you talk to Boach, I think, especially in the big leagues, I mean, I think it's guys are better when you let them do that thing. As long as they don't get carried away with it. But you know what? Some of the clubs we've had in our minor leagues, we have done with that. You know, San Jose, blousing them, and you know what? As long as they don't, obviously, we don't allow facial hair with a beard and that in our minor leagues. And until they get to the big leagues, they can pretty much do what they want. So,
boy. Well, interesting. I was going to say Brian Wilson, you know, he sort of did what he wanted when he got to the big leagues. But as you make your way into the Giant organization, you talk about people seeing Bam Bam Mullins hit as a kid. And now he was a major prospect with the Yankees. How'd he hit as a kid?
Well, Bam Bam was, he had 5 tools. I mean, power, he had a plus arm, good soft hands, and, you know, came up as a third baseman. And, you know, he was, like I said, he was a big prospect back then. Yeah. And, you know, long swing, I mean, back then, you know, he got long levers and that. Yeah. But he was a good player for us. And you know, eventually he got the big leagues. And it's just ironic that, you know, the more I'm in the game, the more I get to be around guys. J.T. Snow, when I was in Prince William, he was our first baseman when it was A-ball in the Carolina League. So a lot of these guys, Brad Ausmus was our catcher. So now the more you're around the game and you see these guys taking on second careers as coaches or managers, it's really good to see. I mean, that's why you're really in the game is I think you get a lot of satisfaction out of seeing, first of all, telling guys that they're going to the big leagues, you know, as a manager in AAA, and plus seeing these guys having second careers.
Wow, what a great story, Bob Mariano. He's a manager of the Fresno Grizzlies, but I'm glad we do this so people understand the depth of your baseball knowledge. And LSU, now I grew up in Florida, you know, I'm a University of Florida guy, LSU, and I remember as that program progressed, LSU became a great baseball school.
Well, I went to junior college at Gulf Coast Community College in Panama City for 2 years when I left Pittsburgh. Wanted to get away from the cold weather. And, you know, we played, they had fall baseball back then. We played Florida State, University of Florida. So I had scholarships to those other schools. I wanted to go to really Florida State where Buster went and Great Hitters Park. But anyway, LSU kept sending me letters. And I'm like, you know what? I remember Tommy Casanova, Bert Jones, it's all football. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm not going to LSU. But they kept sending me letters, and then at the Lakeland tournament, the junior college tournament, the manager there, Mike Smith, he was recruiting a lot of junior college players because baseball was always on the back burner at LSU, finishing last place. So they recruited a lot of the junior college players, and about 4 or 5 of my teammates, plus some junior college guys from Miami-Dade, North and South, we went to LSU. Yeah. And then Jack LeMay took over as manager. And the first 30 games, we were 26-4, and we were ranked 10th in the nation. But anyway, Jack LeMabe started getting the program rolling, and I think he was there about 4 or 5 years. Then obviously Skip Bertman, when he was over there at University of Miami with Bill Frazier, really promoted it, and it just took off.
Yeah, Jack LeMabe, pitcher, Boston Red Sox. I could see his baseball card right now. What kind of a coach was he for college kids?
Well, Jack was God bless him. I mean, he's no longer with us, but what a great man. And he really entrusted his players and ran it, you know, professionally, team. And he kind of let us do our thing. I mean, but it was a great person to be around, and his assistants back then, Ray Lavelle, Smoke, who took over that program, I think, eventually after Skip left. But, Jack was a great person.
Wow. I love the connections. Really, I love the connections of baseball, where you talk to Bob Mariano. He's talking about Jack LeMabe, a pitcher, a relief pitcher for the old Boston Red Sox. Boy, that's the beauty of this game. All right, spring training now. Of course, you're going to head over to the minor league complex at some point, and then you get your Fresno Grizzlies back to the PCL. When I grew up, the PCL is a great league. I mean, it goes back to 1901 and all the beautiful cities here that before baseball came out to the West Coast. It's still one of those leagues that has some intrigue with the offense.
Well, it's a different animal, definitely, the PCL. I mean, with the West Coast and, like you said, the offense, it's an offensive league if you look at the numbers. And I know when I was coming up and always in the Southern League and Florida State League, I look at those numbers out west and I'm like, man, those guys can hit. Sure. Then you get out here and, you have the dry air and that and fast infields like the pool table infields. And it's a great hitter's league. There's some, like you said, some great cities, Salt Lake City, I mean, Reno, you go around and Tacoma. But it's a tough league. I mean, the travel is really brutal. It's a really tough travel league. We get one day off a month, and we usually travel on that day. And so it's good baseball. And what's nice about it is, like I said, it's a step away from the big leagues. And a lot of these guys, you get the opportunity to tell them that they're going to the major leagues to help us out, and hopefully we can win another championship.
Yeah, those 6 a.m. flights, believe me. Mike Quaddy, good friend of mine, told me about those 6 a.m. flights. I'll ask you this, Bob. You've said many people to the big leagues. Do you have a favorite story of sending someone, maybe someone who worked really hard and got to the big leagues, or someone who was a phenom and did his thing where you were and sent him to the big leagues?
Well, you know what? Last year, it's always special when you call a guy in. I mean, I think Johnny Manel, because he wasn't really scheduled to go up, and then at the last second, Bobby Evans called me. And called him into the office, and that was special.
Yeah.
I mean, to see a guy and his reaction.
Yeah.
And I think, it's always special with anybody you tell that's going up, but I think that sticks out in my mind, telling him going up. Charlie Culberson was another one.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's, it's a lifelong dream of these guys, and you get to share it with them, and I think that's the best part of my job.
Yeah, it is. And both the ones you mentioned, Johnny Manel, is a baseball family, his dad as well, and Culberson goes back to Leon Culberson, believe it or not, from the old Boston Red Sox, who made the throw when Johnny Pesky didn't throw it to the plate, Nina Slaughter scored. That's where Charlie Culberson goes back. Leon Culberson was part of his family.
See, I never knew that. That's a great story.
Yeah.
It really is. But, yeah, like you said, there's so many stories that people have, and it's really fortunate to be around a game of baseball like this.
Well, I always look forward to seeing you in September when you come back, and of course in spring training. And again, fans should know this, your connection to Brian Sabin, the Yankees, and your long tenure with the Giants. This is why these guys do well, and they do it a certain way, so I appreciate you being on.
Well, thanks a lot, Marty, and I mean, I appreciate you having me, and I know it's nice seeing you every year, and hopefully I get to see you in September, too.
That's correct, and beyond, as we like to say. Bobby, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right, that's Bob Mariano. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.